Saturday, demonstrators again took to the streets in Kenosha, Wisconsin, days after the police shooting of Jacob Blake. Blake was shot in the back 7 times. He survived, but his family says he is paralyzed from the waist down. Days after the shooting, a white teenager armed with a rifle opened fire on a group of demonstrators, hitting 3 and killing 2. Cell phone video showed him later still carrying his rifle and casually strolling by police. The incident has renewed calls for police reform. Racial injustice protests also continued in the city of Portland, Oregon, where one person was killed amid violent clashes between Black Lives Matter protesters and Trump supporters. Sunday morning, President Trump tweeted law and order, and his acting Secretary of Homeland Security, Chad Wolf, called for restraint.
If you're going to protest First Amendment right, please do that peacefully. Once you cross the line to violence, that is what's concerning to the Department of Homeland Security. That's what I'm focused on, making sure that we bring any type of violence in any of our cities to a close.
Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar rejected attempts by President Trump to paint his Democratic rival, former Vice President Joe Biden, as endorsing lawlessness, saying nationwide protests are raging under the current administration.
This isn't just happening in one place. It's happening all over the country. It is happening under Donald Trump's watch. We have a president that literally stands on the people's lawn and says, oh, do you want to be more safe? We are not safe in Donald Trump's America.
As protests continue, President Trump is due to visit Kenosha on Tuesday to meet local police and survey damage from recent demonstrations following the shooting of Blake. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News, Washington.